Mocha.
The S&P.
The ISX.
Stocks.
Triple M. Finance.
Personal and business banking made simple with BCU.
Well, the US share market has had its strongest improvement since early August. The Dow Jones lifting 548 points or 1.9%. The S&P 500 was up about 2%, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ did even a little better than that. Now, keep in mind, this puts an end to quite a nasty 6.5% losing streak for US markets, which are still down about 14% from the peaks that they reached just last month. One of the main reasons for the strong improvements overnight was actually big news out of the UK. There was a surprise announcement by the Bank of England, which is the equivalent of the Reserve Bank here in Australia, that it's going to try and calm markets over the next couple of weeks. They're going to be purchasing long-term bonds to try and push down borrowing costs. Keep in mind that the reason for the move was actually off the back of Prime Minister Liz Truss's tax cut and spending plans, which has actually pushed up the UK borrowing costs significantly since she assumed power just 3 weeks ago. So the UK market was up slightly, even though it was down for most of the session. France's CAC 40 was also up about a third, but we did see shares in Italy and Spain dropping back a little. As far as the main movers in overnight trade, we actually had Home Depot lifting 5%, Boeing up about 4.5%, Walt Disney, Chevron also doing quite nicely. One of the losers was Apple, which was down by about 1.3%. It seemed to be off the back of news that it's backing off plans to increase production of its new iPhones this year, due to lower than expected demand for the phones. Apple still makes more than half of its revenue from the iPhone alone, so it's by far the biggest seller, certainly receives plenty of attention. We also had Netflix shares managing to actually lift by approximately 9.5% after receiving some broker upgrades in the United States. And that's thanks to its ad-supported service, which could actually boost its profits and end up being more lucrative than the current model that it operates with. Now, the Aussie market today is set for a gain of about 1.5% in early trade. Plenty going on today. We've got an update on consumer prices. So basically, a new monthly update on inflation will be out. We also have dividend payments coming through from Fortescue and CBA. That's almost $7.5 billion right there. And the government's six-month reduction in the fuel tax ended last night as well, which could just push up petrol prices. Commodity prices were mixed, but oil rose 4.5% to $82 per barrel. Could be supportive for energy stocks. Gold up about 2%, iron ore down slightly. The Aussie dollar stronger as well at 65.2 US. This is Stephen Daglian from CommSec.